significant changes in higher education over the last few years. Would you say that those changes have affected your teaching and your general academic life in any way?
The politics of HE have shifted significantly over the last decade and a half. And you know, I mean, I've been in HE for 20 years or so, and I've seen very definite changes. And one of those changes has been a shift, a valorization of published work as opposed to teaching. And I think, you know, most people at a university like this recognize that if you want to get a career, if you want to advance, if you want promotion, it doesn't matter how good or innovative a teacher you are, it counts for nothing really. You're much better getting publications, a reputation at conferences, PhD students, than you are at getting a reputation as a great teacher of undergraduates. That's my view. And that has been a direct result of the way funding, a direct result, first of all, the marketization of HE, and then secondly, the imposition of quantitative forms of measurement on academic performance. That quantitative measure has meant, in effect, that most of us have been pushed into a position of either saying, I don't care about a career, I'm really interested in teaching students, or you have to say, if I care about a career, I've got to publish stuff. And to publish in our present conditions of work means neglecting other things, and unfortunately teaching is the easiest to neglect because there aren't really any direct forms of accountability. The only form of accountability we have now for teaching is market accountability. That is, if your teaching is so awful, students will not do your courses. Your department gets a bad name, reputation, you don't get the money. So there's a sort of negative market accountability. And there's a consumer accountability. Students sue if they don't think they've got a good enough degree. But I don't think that's very conducive to a good teaching environment, because I think a good teaching environment would entail, I know this sounds a bit vague, but I don't really know any other way of putting it, but it would entail a different atmosphere, really, of trust and reciprocal obligation, you know?